Hello, listeners, and welcome back to our latest episode of Terrorism at a Glance, NJOHSP's newest podcast, where we bring you terrorism-related news from right here at home and around the globe in about 5 minutes or less. In this week's news stories, four members of the base were convicted for domestic terrorism. The Costa Rican government announces Conti cyber attacks. Belarus introduced the death penalty for attempted terrorism. And a New Jersey man admits to the false bomb threats. Four members of a white, racially motivated extremist group known as The Base have been convicted in Michigan on gang membership and weapons charges. The cases against Justin Watkins, Alfred Gorman, Thomas Denton, and Tristan Webb all ended in guilty or no contest pleas, according to the Michigan Department of Attorney General's May 17th press release. Case documents stated that Watkins claimed to be the leader of the group, which was committed to inciting a race war, and he allegedly was training other members on tactical strategies and firearms use for the purpose of violently overthrowing the government. Authorities charged Watkins and Gorman in connection to a 2019 incident in Dexter, Michigan. Reportedly, the duo terrorized individuals at a residence by shining lights into the home and taking pictures of the property to post online because they mistakenly believed an anti-fascist podcaster, Daniel Harper, resided at the location. Following the incident, the FBI and Joint Terrorism Task Force launched a wider investigation into the base's activity in Michigan, with Denton and Webb being identified as members. According to a May 16th announcement from the Costa Rican government, Conti, a Russian hacking cartel, has conducted several cyber attacks against the country. Costa Rican President Rodrigo Chavez says the ransomware group has infiltrated 27 government institutions since April 12th. Thus far, the hack has significantly crippled the country's tax collection and export systems. Conti has threatened to leak stolen information and data unless it is paid $20 million, an increase from $10 million initially demanded when the attacks started last month. Chavez did not provide any indication that the government planned on paying the ransom, but did declare the incident a national emergency. Experts who follow Conti's movements believe the group has shifted its focus from targeting the United States and European countries to Central and South America, all in an effort to retaliate against nations supporting Ukraine during recent geopolitical tensions in Eastern Europe. To date, the Conti hacking group is responsible for posting more than 600 gigabytes of government data online. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko signed amendments to the country's criminal code on May 18th that would make attempted acts of terrorism punishable by death. Belarus already applied the death penalty toward acts of terrorism that caused loss of life. Reports of this development first came from Russian news agencies, which said a document on a Belarusian national legal portal showed Lukashenko had signed the amendments that would go into effect on May 29th. The Belarusian parliament supported the death penalty expansion after activists reportedly tried to sabotage a railway used to transport Russian soldiers into the war-torn country of Ukraine. A Monmouth County, New Jersey man admitted on May 17th to making threatening telephone and email communications to New Jersey state officials, judges, law enforcement officers, and attorneys, and calling in false bomb threats to local and state government offices, a police department, two law firms, and a commercial establishment. 31-year-old Eric G. Hafner pled guilty to one count of making threatening communications in an interstate or foreign commerce with intent to extort, one count of making threatening communications in interstate or foreign commerce, and one count of conveying false information concerning the use of an explosive device. According to court documents, while residing outside the United States, Hafner threatened numerous individuals and tried to extort $350,000 from some of his victims between July 2016 and May 2018. During that period, he also called in numerous fake bomb threats. Hafner faces up to 20 years and a $250,000 fine for threatening communications with intent to extort, 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine for calling in a hoax bomb threats, and 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine for threatening communications in interstate or foreign commerce. Hafner's sentencing is scheduled for September 21st. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening in, and we hope you'll join us again. Until next time, remember, if you see something, say something at 866-4-SAFENJ or by emailing tips at njohsp.gov.